There's no pain like the loss of a loved one, but even as it hurts us, we want to honor that memory by living well in the honor of the person we've lost. Bereavement is a struggle for the best of us, and psychologist Joyce Lechuga is offering a workshop in reconnecting with life after loss on Maui. She joins us from there. Good morning, Joyce.
Good morning.
Most of us feel pretty helpless when faced with a real serious bereavement, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. That's a big part of experiencing the death of a loved one, is feeling totally hopeless and helpless.
Because there's nothing we can do about it, obviously.
That's correct. There is nothing you can do about to change the death of a loved one. It happens to everybody eventually. We all will face that experience. And the people we leave behind will grieve like we grieve now when we lose a loved one.
You know, I found myself thinking about what would one say to one's loved ones if you could speak from, you know, beyond the veil. And I think a lot of it would be, don't mope around, you know, live your life, right?
Well, I think that's totally correct. But, you know, it's so important to realize that in the beginning, when one loses a loved one, at first, the first months and sometimes many months, mm-hmm. There's almost nothing you can say, because the bereaved is experiencing all of the feelings and the emotions of that loss, and they're confused. Everything is changing. It's hard to make decisions. So we, as people who are working with the bereaved, know that the most important thing we can do in the beginning is just to listen. And there's very little we can say. And everybody does it a little differently. They deal with a loss a little differently. As time goes on, however, then the more people can talk and share their story, so to speak, and the grief that they're feeling, and then that, just that in itself is so healing for them.
Joyce, I think it's important that you recognize that in those early stages there isn't much you can say, because I think for most of us in those early stages, the well-meaning reassurances that people try to offer us ring pretty hollow when the pain is at its worst.
I think that's absolutely right. That we, if we can just let ourselves know that there's really nothing that we can say, but we can be there, mm-hmm. and we can listen, and we can love, and we can have compassion. But to try to give advice or to try to preach or to try to say things like, well, he's in a better place now, none of that really helps somebody who is grieving, especially in the acute phases.
It can actually hurt, can't it?
Well, I think what it does is it distances you mm-hmm. from the other person. It's like kind of closes the door a little bit.
Well, you know, society, as you well know, Joyce, is full of, how shall I put it, offers of false hope, false reassurance, easy answers. It doesn't really work in a situation like this, does it?
You mean when somebody who is bereaved...
Well, I'm just that, you know, that he's in a better place. He would have wanted to it this way, you know, things like that. The hollow ring that those things can have, because they sometimes reassurances can be a little superficial, is what I'm saying, I guess.
Well, I think that's absolutely right. We say things that we think we might want to hear.
Yeah.
But that isn't necessarily what the other person wants to hear or needs to hear. And so, you know, as bereavement counselors, we listen, and we teach. We teach a little bit about grief, and that so many people who come to our grief groups think that something's wrong with them. They're going crazy. They haven't been able to make decisions. They can't seem to move forward. And the truth is, they just have to walk through this journey. And we offer support. We offer love. We offer compassion. We offer a little bit of education of what happens, what is the grief process, so that people hopefully can realize they're not going crazy. In fact, what they're going through is very normal, and it's called grief.
That there's a component of anxiety to all this. You know, I'm thinking of Roosevelt's line about nothing to fear but fear itself, that with pain, there's pain, and then there's fear of what pain is doing to you. And that's something else, isn't it?
There is pain. There is fear. I think a lot of the fears in the grieving process have to do with, how am I going to survive?
Mm-hmm.
What am I going to do without this person? If there's financial issues around the death, that brings up a lot of fear. And then anxiety, you're absolutely right. Yeah.
But anxiety is a little bit easier to control than grief, don't you think?
It kind of really depends on the person's experience with life, and if they've been through grief before, if they're a person who has a tendency to be anxious anyway. And I think what happens is, when people are depressed or when they're anxious, our society has a tendency to give the person medication to help them get through it.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can sometimes make it worse, because it's covering up their grief. And if people don't deal with their grief, it will linger inside.
Joyce,
it
sounds as if what you're saying is that there's a certain amount of the pain of loss that just has to be experienced and gotten through, right?
That's exactly how we feel in hospice, that the pain that is accompanying the grief and the pain that goes along with the grief needs to be experienced. I have a saying in my grief groups: never miss an opportunity to cry, because crying allows that grief to come out. It allows its healing for people. And of course, in our culture, people don't want to cry. Not everybody, of course, but
I think that's opening up for a lot of people, Joyce, and it's probably all to the good.
Yeah.
Thanks very much for taking the time this morning. I appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.
Joyce Lechuga is a psychologist who will offer a free workshop on reconnecting with life after loss in 5 free Thursday evening sessions at Hospice Maui in Wailuku starting this Thursday. You can find out more on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.
She is something to behold, elegant and bold. She is electricity running to